Christians are fearful following Venezuela's election. A ministry needs you to deliver Bibles, and war widows are getting help and hope through Christians in Sierra Leone. We'll tell you about these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Amid allegations of voter fraud, Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez has won another six-year term in office. He received 54% of the vote. Exit polls show otherwise. Executive Director of Spanish World Ministries Daniel Sandoval says,
among the true believers, there's a sense of disappointment. There's a sense of fear what's going to take place within the next years. But we are certain that God is in charge of whoever is a president.
In 2006, Chavez forced many foreign missionaries from the tribal areas. The so-called social injustices haven't been fixed, but Sandoval says only Christ can do that.
Christians have to stand firm in their convictions and have boldness to reach the unsaved with the gospel. Certainly, there will be more obstacles in Venezuela. We don't know what the socialist agenda is. But the truth is that the Great Commission remains the same.
Read an unbelievable fact about Chavez at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Open Doors says that Coptic Christians are planning a peaceful march to call for justice on the one-year anniversary of the Maspero massacre. A year ago today, Egypt's Christians were protesting a church attack when the army confronted them in front of the Maspero building housing the state media. 29 people died. In the days since, Christians have become marginalized. The anniversary also brought a call to prayer for the process of choosing the new pope. Will you pray with them? This is Mission Network News. Do you feel like God's calling you to China? Diane Romaine says Vision Beyond Borders is a couple of short-term mission trips coming up in December. Both trips need more people willing to be the hands and feet of Christ.
The more people that we have, obviously the more Bibles we're able to get across the borders, and then also the more provision we're able to carry in to the orphanages.
In early December, Romaine's leading a team to distribute Bibles in China and minister to orphans in Burma. These opportunities make a good mission trip for first-timers, especially those who can't decide where they want to serve.
They get kind of a taste of several different aspects of ministry.
Romaine says applications will be accepted through November 2nd. Go to the featured link section on missionnetworknews.org to apply. Unapproved scripture is illegal in China, so believers are smuggling Bibles into the country. Pray that teams would make it safely through the borders.
Pray that the customs agents' eyes will be blinded and that the teams will be able to pass through with the Bibles and get them where they're needed.
Also in China, where the fast growth of the church is presenting an unusual challenge, where are the young people? China partner Zarek Berkland says one pastor summed it up as the three too manys.
We have too many old people. Secondly, we have too many uneducated people in our churches. And thirdly, we have too many women that are all old.
Youth ministry is virtually non-existent in the Chinese church. Berkland says in January, they're hiring someone who has experience in youth ministry and with the English camps.
She will start this ministry program called Youth Serve, very strongly emphasizing that we want to serve the local Chinese church and providing much-needed training materials and tools to allow them to equip their church leadership in the area of youth ministry.
It's not a program, not about numbers.
Bottom line is to keep it biblical and keep it modeled after what Jesus showed us on how to do, and that is just to live out our faith on a day-to-day basis.
And they call themselves war widows for Christ. Each lost a husband in Sierra Leone's bloody civil war. Each has six or more orphans who depend on them for food. And each widow has hope for the future thanks to a program developed by Baptist Global Response. It produces enough food to sustain the widows and the orphans, plus excess they can sell to earn a living. Pray their crops will succeed. You can help fund this project, too. Find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a long ways away, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate this year? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Each day you'll experience the peace, love, hope, and joy that the birth of Jesus Christ brings us. Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Ewer.